Huh? Welcome to, this is a fair one with, Tommy Pope and, Shane Gillis. Shane, no, this is,
spit in the cup.
This, huh? Not Shane, the opposite of Shane Gillis. Got Nate Marshall, huh?
Doing.
And Chris Cotton to join us.
Up.
What the fuck?
I look almost okay. Nate still looks better than me.
I need a haircut. That's all I can think of.
You look, go back to, you look like you're green and you're just blending into that black.
Dude, I got, I got green screen, skin.
Yeah, it's they so just black. God damn.
Dude, I'm a dark dude, man. I am a dark dude, bro.
It's funny, on the way up here, I was like, you know what? Don't even mention that they're black.
5 seconds in.
See if you can
I already lost all my black friends. I'm here at the compound, so I have no more black friends anymore. That's how it goes.
That's how it
goes. Nate?
That's it. We just became besties.
That's it now.
That's all we got. We all we got. Paid in full. I can't use that reference. It's a black reference.
Not allowed anymore.
Gotta use all white reference.
What's a white reference?
I don't know. Family Ties. Y'all like that shit, right? That's just still good.
My favorite thing about being here is like no one knows though. So like you come here under the radar though.
Oh yeah. You don't put up a tweet. You wait till the aftermath and then you tweet a little bit.
Well, what's funny is the black comics wouldn't know or give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, the black comics I know
have a problem with. Yeah. Problem with it were white chicks from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, you were on that network as a black. Shut up. You've never been a black man before. I know you blew a couple and you still didn't tell your dad. So don't fucking. Ugh. You know what makes us feel. What makes it so I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm married to a very black woman, like Killer Mike.
Blacker than you?
She's a little bit lighter than me. She,
all right.
It's hard to find in my complexion. I tried, though. I like them dark. I like dark skinned women.
Nice.
They look fucking great. You ever see a dark skinned woman in TV light? It'll blow your mind. You know when like the light is on in a fucking dark room, the TV is just on?
Yeah.
When you walk in and a naked dark skinned woman is laying on the bed with
it's
just
like
the TV light.
The beginning of Belly.
Oh, dude. Literally, that's exactly why I like dark skinned women. Was that
the beginning
scene,
of Belly?
That scene in Belly when he fucked Keisha. Yeah. I'm scared to get white sheets because white sheets are too revealing. But other than that, oh gosh!
Hey, what that scene? I was a young man.
You became a
Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Hadn't run into too much of the African American porn yet.
God Never damn, searched it.
That scene in Belly, I was like, "Whoo!"
Your search queue changed dramatically after that.
Oh, and this scene, this hot 16-year-old.
Vita was fucking. She's
hot kid.
Yeah. She was really adult, which what makes this right. I love Vita. Kurt Loder. Oh, so good. This is a great.
Oh
man.
Oh my God.
And DMX comes in just slinging dick like a champ. I was like, what the fuck, DMX? And one of the moments I was like, I respect this.
Play the Jumanji drums.
Oh, dude, you have to. With that much dick coming in the room. Do you realize how many times I tried to fuck a chick like this? And I've only succeeded, I think, once.
Try to get a DMX dick and just
like DMX.
Well, I gave off some DMX dick at least once. It was young in my life. I was about 18. I was 18. I was in great shape. I was. It was after football season, and I was just healing up. I had all my energy still.
Right.
Dude, I played so many sports.
Yes, dude. This is how every time I fuck.
This is how it starts every time. That's a towel.
Tiana, bitch. No, Tiana.
Listen, you know how motherfucking bitches is. You know how niggas be talking. Listen,
Tate. You know how they talk. Listen, calm down, Keisha.
Listen.
You know how bitches are.
Calm down, Keisha. Calm the fuck. I don't want to see that T-Bow shit. Hey, I don't want to see that sensual shit. Yeah, fuck out. Oh, fuck that. Back to the. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Gave out that one time at a good leg up. Oh, right now, if you ask me to do that now, I throw my back out. I can't do shit. I gotta have at least a week and a half cleared out to even attempt that stroke nowadays. I have none of that.
I feel like I got 3 more years and I'm starting to get lower back pain. Like it's just hitting me.
But can you still pull out the DMX stroke if needed?
No. What are you talking about?
I want to
no
believe
DMX stroke
I
want
to believe
I don't
I
have
can.
One. I've never had that stroke once.
Never had that in you?
Not even like accidentally, like out of rhythm, just hit one perfectly.
Hit one never. Perfect stroke.
I had a good solid year when
You're
I was
crazy.
I had it in me, and I only could use it one time.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I wish I was. I had one good. How do you think I'm married? How the fuck you think I'm married? That was the one. She got the X stroke. She got the X stroke, and she's still waiting. It's like she's chasing the dragon. It's never coming back. I only had the X stroke one time. It's never coming again, bro. She's not gonna see it. She can ask. You know what I mean? That's how you get hooked on drugs. Then you, I gotta get that again. Now she hooked on his dick, and it's like it's not. And even, I got like a fucking Don Rickles stroke.
That's good though. He was funny.
He wasn't known for slinging a dick. I tell you,
that's assertive and snarky. You got an assertive, snarky dick.
I just lay there now. The only way she can finish is if she's on top. So I'm just like,
hands off.
Go ahead.
Hands off, man. You can't fucking
do that, and then I'll get on top. The funny thing is, she'll come and just be like, all right.
Done with you?
I got to lay on this fucking hot kid, and it's nice.
It's,
Only one here who probably isn't good enough shake is Tommy to give out the
deal. Tommy can do it.
Tommy can do it.
I hear it. Well, he's fucking.
He's like 50, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's old.
He can sling dick from across the room. Once he taps, though, once his body goes, it's gone.
Yeah, well,
I don't know, but
Tommy's—he goes to the gym. I think obviously
he cares
specifically
about
for that.
Yeah,
he's working on his whole identity. I think is that DMX stroke.
Yes,
and he's got it. I hear it.
He just does lower back and
I
core.
Hear it. His bedroom's right next to the living room, so I just sit there. I'm playing Xbox. Distancing myself further and further from that stroke.
Have you ever pot one off from Tommy fucking?
Fuck no.
It sounds nasty.
Psycho?
I don't know if that's psycho.
That seems shade-like.
All right.
You don't like where this is going?
No, I'm saying no, because now his girlfriend like essentially lives with us.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's, yeah. You can't.
I'm not gonna
fuck. You can't admit to that until the only way you can admit to that if it ends.
Yeah, I've never been into jerking off to like someone else fucking. Yeah.
Have you jerked off to people you knew though? Like when Facebook and MySpace first dropped.
Jerked off imaginary to someone
else? No, like the pictures. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay, I feel like that's everybody.
I've never jerked off
not
the pictures.
Too. I never sat there and, like, was on someone's profile.
I've never jerked off the pictures. I'm sorry, I never jerked off the pictures, but I have jerked off to the people fucking in the other room. That I feel nothing about.
I don't think that's weird.
So that's
that's pretty common.
So I'm a voyeur.
To me, the thing y'all talking about is weirder than the thing I'm talking about. We're just like, you know, MySpace. I'm 16. The girl got a cleavage out.
All right, 16's different.
All right. That's what I'm talking. I'm not talking about today. Like yesterday.
I don't even count things I jerked off to until after the age of 18. Because I literally was jerking off since I was like fucking 11. So I've jerked off to any and everything. I've ran the game. By the time I was 16, I was redoing shit. You know what I mean? I was seeing things I've seen already. I had favorites.
You went back vanilla at 16? Like, I need some normal shit.
Yeah, I need some normal shit.
You started jerking off when you were 11? What's that?
Yeah, I got a pro. Yeah.
Fifth grade?
I was getting fucking my dick sucked because I was a young fella. All
right.
I was in the game. I got in the game early.
How old were the people sucking your dick?
Same age. We can't talk about it. We
can't
go to detail.
Where in Philly are you from?
I'm from South Philly. It's a fucking great city. When you go, that's the one thing about.
That's what you guys are up to, huh?
The one thing is about growing up in the hood is you do everything there. No one believes you're going to make it to 18. Now, this is real shit. In the back of our minds, as much as we want to think that we will, it's kind of like one of those things like, I don't know if I'll make it to 18.
Really?
Let me knock out some shit. I didn't start fucking until I was like 16.
Yeah, that's
but
so
I
funny.
I did a lot of shit before. Because
in my hood, Meadowview Estates. You were always like, man, I hope I make it to 100. Yeah. I don't know if I even want to live that long. That's the conversation white people have. It's like, how old until you don't want to keep living? You guys are like, man, I hope I get to 18.
I said to my friend, this is real shit. I said to my friend, if I ever make it to 70, I would do every drug at that point at 70.
Yeah,
70. Because I feel like, fuck it, like, because I made it to 70.
I agree with that.
But 70 is, in my family lineage, it's very unreachable. It's not a good, it's not a high.
Tell you
number.
What, oh, even man, if your that's family was making it there, Chris, I would be skeptical that you were.
It ain't looking good.
You had a family of
fucking good
athletes.
Dude, that's the thing, I got in shape family members who still didn't make it. That's why I was like, it just ain't good.
Just got sick.
Just it's just like 65 is just a cat.
That's my that's about my family.
Yeah, it's fucking
heart attacks.
Yeah, look, just like life beating the shit.
I'm a little Irish both guys of y'all
floating.
Big ass. Family on average.
My grandma just died like in about to be 90.
What?
You got grandparents?
Yeah.
I haven't had a grandparent since I was a teenager, dude. What's my last grandparent when I was? I just started. Honestly, any old person who could talk to me past 5 minutes, that's my new grandparent. I don't even fuck around. If I like you enough, and I'm, hey, what's up? What's up, grandma? What, Miss Carol? Like,
oh, you guys love doing that, huh?
Dude, I'm miss, adopting grandparents.
Miss Carol, miss. That's such a black guy thing.
Is it? Hey, isn't that just how you? That's respectful. I feel like you're wrong.
Everybody's miss. Everybody's miss a mister.
Even you if guys say miss.
Miss, what you supposed to say?
Mrs.
Mrs.?
That's if she's married.
Is it? I don't know the difference. I didn't say everybody is miss.
Misses if they're single.
I don't give a shit. They all fucking
like. No, I'm just saying that's what black people do.
I just call everybody
say
miss.
Misses easy. Miss
white guys
better.
Tell you what black people do.
If I don't know your name, or if I don't, not just if I don't know your name, if I'm just speaking to you in general, I call everybody sir and ma'am.
I feel like that's what you're
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, sir? Wow. I call it the kids. Even kids. Like, if a fucking kid.
A little respectful.
Hey, what's up, sir?
You guys are very respectful.
I mean, yeah, that's the least I could do.
Yeah.
All the shit I've done in my life, I think the least I could do is fucking give out a couple sirs and ma'ams. You know what I mean?
How long have you guys had those beards?
My shit?
I don't know. Mine's, I take it off and it comes right back. Like, I really.
Mine's, well, to get lens, I don't mind.
Those both have those Philly. Those Philly beards.
Yeah.
Like they're intimidating, by the way.
Is it?
We don't, yeah. I'm going to tell you about the whites. We don't like when you guys have those.
I got, but I wear glasses. Yeah, nice. That's how I counterbalance.
Clean
like,
shaven face.
Ugh. Naked face, like yeah. I can have naked face.
I got. I have a chin. I have a second chin, just like you. Like I have a Shane Gillis.
Like
nigga, don't pretend.
Jay Leno, what else?
He flexed that Joe.
He gave a chin flex.
I can't even. It's still.
How you know you say? Let me see that. Motherfucker, stick his neck out a little bit. I got no neck. I'm neck. That's I'm neckless.
Ass chin.
So I gotta literally shave a little bit under here just to give myself the appearance of a slight neck. I'm awful with the neck, bro.
It's a Philly beard though, right? That's a pretty unique thing to Philly.
Yeah, honestly, the two ways the Philly beard is you got the full. But for some reason,
the patchy jaw?
Yeah. I mean, that's what people come in. But for some reason, our chin is always longer.
It's like a Muslim beard.
Yeah, it's a. I mean, yeah. I guess that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, because they go to jail and then they convert.
Nah, I don't do it because they family are just that.
Yeah.
They also might just love their religion, you know?
Nah.
I mean, jail does play a part. You know something that's funny? A lot of people don't talk about it. A lot of people go to jail and become Christians, too. It's weird. Yeah. You got to do. I mean, you choose one or the other.
I like that.
They both work. Whatever. If you want
to find it a place.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. As long as it's all gets to the same place, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. All right, here, this guy's a psycho, and he'll be excited. Angry Mike.
He's so angry. I'm guessing he's angry.
What's up, boys?
What's going on?
What's up, Mike? Nate, let me explain something to you, okay?
Jesus.
Wait, I don't like how this started, Mike. I don't like how this started at all, Mike, but I'm listening.
No. You accuse me of using the N-word. I never used that my whole life, okay?
Never in your whole life?
It's not true.
No.
That's false,
that's
dude.
True.
Yeah, you think it's not false, huh?
That's definitely false.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how's that false? You're backing up on this shit to begin with?
No.
Oh, everybody.
I'm sure you've used the N-word before. Yeah. I'm sure you said nigga, like, but I just know.
The word cracker.
What'd he say?
Have you used the word cracker?
Ever used the word cracker?
Like 45 minutes before this show started, I did.
I would be honest with you. I don't know you, man.
I agree with you. You know, that black actress, man, I'd treat her like a fruit processor.
Dude.
She's got a fucking hot ass, great body, so like loaded.
You make me a dick?
Yeah, that's what I gotta understand that food processor. What is that? Describe that for me. Explain what that means.
To you, son.
Watch that. Watch that, son.
He's calling me son. He's calling me son, buddy. That's how I combat white people when they say like son or buddy. I just start hitting them with champ.
What are you, prejudiced?
I didn't hear.
Yes, if you were prejudiced.
All right, so what I'm gonna do is with this girl, if I had a piece of her ass, I wouldn't stick a banana. I would stick a plantain up her ass.
That's right? Dominican.
And have her slowly push it out of her asshole, and I'd just go.
You know what, Mike? You're a man who knows what you want. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah,
Mike, can I say something,
man? And you're right, man. You're.
I want to say something to you before dark, you hang up, Mike. I want to tell you something. The word cracker, first of all, black people aren't using it as much as y'all think we are. It's not a good word. Stinks. Stinks. It's one of the worst racial slurs we got. It's not even a good slur. It's really just a it's really just a whimsical word at this point. It's not even good.
Fun word.
I mean, honestly, it's so much. Honestly, we just say our racism has to be encapsulated in sentence form. We can't just sum it up in one word like y'all got. We got to say, I fucking hate white people.
No,
we
got to
say the whole fucking
you,
word.
You're saying you all or you, me. I don't care, man. I never used it.
I'm just letting you know. I don't give a shit about that. I'm just letting you know that the way our racism has to be fucking shown is it has to be sentence form. I'm just letting you know that. Right. So next time you go talk to people.
Hold on a second. Mike, you're telling me you've never said the N-word?
Nope.
Ever.
Ever.
Give it a shot.
No, don't you, I knew you were doing that shit.
I do.
But Nate, let me explain to you again, because, you know, you're ridiculous. You're the guy like, oh, yeah, he's funny, but, you know, Angry Mike's funny, but he doesn't, you know, I don't care if he uses the N-word. I'm like, I've never used that, man.
Really? That's
I don't like you making assumptions about your level of funny.
No, it's not a question of funny. You think, like, a slur word is funny? I think a lot of things are a lot more funny.
All right.
And I'm not lying either. But by the way, where's Tommy? Did he run away? I finally scared him off.
He's at Atlantic City this weekend at some fucking comedy club. I forget what it's called. I'll figure it out by the end of the show and I'll plug
it. I saw the whole Super Bowl thing, and he's right. I threw him the finger when I saw it. I was like, you know, it was in a bar, a bunch of my friends. I saw the commercial.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
No, I mean, I think it's great for him to begin with, and he did it really well.
He did. That's, fuck. He would have loved to hear you say that.
Well, I mean, yeah, without a doubt. I love the guy. But, you know, he also owes me, maybe with that money, he could finally buy him the steak dinner that he owes me. You know,
he does owe you a steak dinner, but the only way we're going to give you a steak dinner is if, you know, you admit to the fact that you've 1,000,000% have said the N-word in your life.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never used it, dude. I have no need for it. Why? It's a stupid word.
Yeah, but
like cracker too. No, I've never used
you
it.
You just said cracker. Yeah,
it's not a good word. It's not a good word.
No, cracker is a white thing, one. But you know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't belittle somebody like that. I mean, what do you think? What type of person do you think I am?
I think you're a fucking human.
Yeah, exactly.
You've said it.
Do I need? No. I'm well educated. Do I?
I'm fucking well educated. I've said it. It's not good. I've said it. Who gives a fuck?
No,
it was a mistake.
Once in a while, but
what do you mean,
I wouldn't belittle myself. That's your action. You know,
yeah.
you're from the south of Philly. You know,
the
you're
south
a hillbilly.
Of Philly. I'm from South Philly.
All right. So I mean, I understand that. And all those hillbillies are like, how you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm surprised you've all your teeth.
What's
yeah? He's talking shit on me. All right, Mike.
All right. Talk to you later.
You're the man. See ya. That's
he's
crazy.
So angry. He's so angry.
Here's the thing. And, you know, that didn't feel great for me to say, I've said it.
Yeah,
guys, you think that felt good for me?
I think it feels good when you say it. I think you say it and you smile.
No.
Same smile.
Yeah. It's just crazy to me when people are like, I've never said it. It's like, you fucking.
You're a fucking liar. Yeah. Honestly, I appreciate you. First of all, I felt, when you said it, I felt absolutely nothing. Because, honestly.
Why would you? I wouldn't say it like.
No, it's one of those things. It's one of those things is like, it's fucking. The way it's thrown around nowadays is fucking. It's not even what it used to be. But on top of that, it is. It's shitty in general. I barely say it. If you see me on stage a lot,
yeah.
I very rarely say it. And if I say it, it's in terms of ignorance. But that's a personal thing. Also, don't get angry at other people for saying it. You say it the fuck you want, unless it's direct. And if it's directed at me, if you decide to take that step, that's your own fucking.
Yeah.
You take. I haven't. I think I've only been called. One time, right? I'm walking around. I'm in South Philly, right? And I'm in this fucking Italian neighborhood, venturing into an Irish neighborhood. And you, and at this moment in time,
the N-word
it's
capital
not
of
as,
the world.
I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, we cool. Race relations are good right now in South Philly. I'm walking, and I just hear fucking. Hey, nigger, get out! I'm like, I didn't see
Whoa.
That coming.
Whoa!
I got sniped. I don't know where he came from.
You didn't even see him.
Oh, dude, he JFK'd me. Like, I'm fucking looking the other way. He fucking got me good. And I'm like, fuck. I was like, I suggest, I think I should just move a little bit faster. Yeah. Or at least go. But it was like,
what
it's
was
funny.
You there for?
I was walking through there. I know Italians. I'm cool with a lot of motherfuckers. So I know Italians. It's like a few blocks up. The younger dudes. So the thing is, the younger Italian generation, not as racist. Not like at least that. Not openly. A lot quiet with their racism.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I also was cool with a lot of people when I used to work at UPS. One of my homies, he was fucking Italian. He lived right there in the cusp, like around 7th and fucking Snyder. It was like transition. It was a lot of transition and motherfuckers right there. A lot of people who feel hurt too because they were racist, but now their grandchild is mixed. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was one of those. That's what happened, basically.
That happens,
yeah. Everybody's racism got fucked out of their family. Yeah. That's basically what happened. Like, yeah. One black guy, fucking, they go to college for a semester, and then they safe at college. They go, well, we good. Guards go down, they fucking go a weekend.
I got a goddamn Arab in my family
dude,
now.
Dude, that's how they fucking
you
get
think
in
I
there.
Like that?
Dick's long, too, uncut.
My sister forgot about 9/11. All right? And I haven't.
It is what it is.
You know what's funny about the N-word and white people saying they never said it? You know that movie coming out that's What Men Want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where she just hears everything guys are thinking. First off, insane premise, but it's a black lady. It's a black lady, so literally every white dude she sees, like the first thought the guy would be like, this black lady. Every single white guy she hears, she'd be like, black.
I don't know, I don't know what they think, but it can't be good. Dude.
Whoever wrote that and directed it was clearly a woman.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote that and was like, this would be a funny idea. If women could hear what men were thinking.
I mean, they basically took
Christ.
What women want.
Yeah, of course,
I mean,
it's a spinoff.
Which was That was a
great movie. My favorite part of that movie is when he's stroking and he's just in her head, just fucking her perfectly. That's like the dream.
First of all, and then I was actually, this is crazy. I was talking with another black comedian the other day about Mel saying it because he didn't hear it. I used to have a whole joke about it, which is funny.
Mel, the one who said a whole pack of?
Yes, he said a whole pack. He said,
that should give him a pass.
He said to his girl, he was arguing with
pack?
His girl.
A pack of?
That makes it worse.
Let me tell you why I got a pass in my book, right? A full-blown pass. And I said it in joke form, but I really mean it. No, not because because in context, he was arguing with his girl. He didn't know he was being recorded. And when you're arguing with your girl, at that moment, it's not about race, color, creed. It's about winning the fucking argument.
It's not hurting.
So he had nothing. It had nothing to do with us as black. It had everything to do with hurting her as much as he could.
It's like, I want that big.
Yeah, he was like, I want you to be raped by. He didn't. Yeah. The thing is, he could have said educated black man, but no one wants to be fucked by an educated black dude.
That's not scary.
I mean, the dick might be good.
You want a dumb black
guy. You want the fucking worst of the worst.
Worst.
Coming in there with no fucking, and he meant what he said in his heart. And from that context, I was like, I don't feel like it was racist. I felt like it was just an attack on her. I didn't feel like it was an attack on me. I can live with that.
All right. Here's the thing. And this is for sure. And also, you should take it as a compliment that people fear your dick. No one fears my dick.
It's a good and bad thing.
Nobody's talking to their girlfriend that's like, oh, man, I hope Gillis gets a hold of you. That's the last thing you want is Shane Gillis's dick raining down on you. No, he's like, you better watch out. There's black dick out there.
A pack of them. Yeah, no, fuck that.
All right, so obviously Mel's got some demons.
Yeah.
I still fuck with Mel. Mel,
there you go.
I almost met
you can sip
Mel
out of that compound media cup.
That must be from, you must have like loved one fan of some classic movies.
I'm a huge fan of The Patriot. I'm a huge Mel Gibson fan. But I was mad, right?
Get that recorded.
That's cool. I'll accept that. I've said that before. I still like Mel Gibson. But he was one day, I was coming out the Village Lantern, and I'm 95% sure he walked past, and he was just walking back, but he was storming. This is right before not right before the phone call that night. I don't know, but he had that. It could have been that night.
You think you perhaps inspired him?
I believe that.
He saw you and was like, God,
was just like, I hope that guy gets a hold of my lady and five more of them. But no, Mel, I was sitting there like, man, fucking Mel. I wish I would have. I did bump in Jim Belushi. Jim, I gotta make sure. I got a picture with Jim Belushi. Me and Steve Rinaldi got a picture with Jim Belushi.
Nice.
That's dope.
Fucking, I was happy as shit. Fucking Mr. Destiny. That's what I remember. I don't know. That's sad if you don't. A lot of people don't know that movie.
Look at that. Mel Gibson, you got any other celebs you met? Did you ever meet?
I met a lot of celebs. I didn't meet Mel. I almost did. Right. He was a block. He was at the corner, and I. Mel. That's the I didn't get it out. But.
So it probably wasn't him, right?
It could have been him, or it just could have been a racist white dude. I don't
know. He had that I'm about to say nigga energy walking down the street.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Well, yeah, that goes back to like the fucking Donald Sterling thing.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And this is now it's a Bill Burr bit, but it's like he was on the phone with his girl and he was like, look, just, you know, stop taking pictures with him. I don't think obviously he should have nothing to do with an NBA team. Obviously he should get the fuck out. But as far as him being like thrown down as like a horrible racist,
he didn't even say stop fucking him. He said,
I know. He was like, you can hang out with him.
He didn't say niggas, did he? He said like black people specifically, yes. Right?
He didn't say the N-word, I don't think.
I don't know.
All he said, look, I can tell you.
We hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys got the N-word cut?
No.
Don't tell him about the cut.
I wasn't going. He was looking me in my eyes, too.
Don't bring black people to my games, all right? Yeah. Now, if he came out and made that as like a statement in a press conference, that's a problem.
Yeah.
He's on a private phone call with some lady trying to steal his money, recording him. You know how horrendous that would be if someone recorded.
Oh, is that this guy?
Yeah, obviously, again, obviously, he should be out.
About that too. And just backstory on both of these bits that I had about Donald Sterling and Mel Gibson. They at one point cost one of my friends a lot of
chef. Come on, funny.
At one point, both of those bits cost one of my friends a lot of money because I opened up for him at a college show, and this was the last time I ever did a college show. I said fuck, never again. Killed with the bits, right? They are very funny bits, both of them. They were. And basically, the school was like, we're not going to pay you because one of the comics was too dirty. Which was me.
Oh, shit.
So it cost them, I think, like, $1,500.
What? You got shit on that one. What
pussy-ass school was this?
It was some school. I don't know, all schools, any school. I don't know. But he told me, and I was like, I'm so sorry. You just missed that money, though. Because I didn't have to give it back to him.
Yeah, that's
what I mean. That I could fucking do.
I would have fucking hated you.
He did. He's still fucking bitches about it. I'm like, shut up. Stop bitching. But that's also why I was like, you want to do this cut? No. I'm all done with cut.
Yeah.
In a time where you can't bring up a fucking current event and tease it, what the fuck are you supposed to be doing at cut?
And you're black.
Crazy.
Dude, I mean.
That's their fucking, the college kids' totem pole. You guys are at the fucking, dude, fucking. Well, you guys aren't at the top anymore because you guys are toxic.
Well, white guys are toxic.
Black dudes are also toxic.
We're barely toxic.
Terry Crews is trying to say we're toxic or something. Terry Crews, you hear about the Terry Crews shit?
Terry Crews is a pussy.
Yeah.
sorry, Terry Crews. If this ever comes across your desk, I apologize. I don't want you on my trail.
You get hunted down by Terry Crews.
You want on my trail, but I don't think I want. But no, real shit. That's come on. That's not ass shit. Like we. Every race fucks up, but don't cut it. We already had our years of toxic. We've been toxic from day one.
Yeah.
Let us fucking not be toxic.
I wouldn't say that about you.
Well, no, not us. We've been labeled as toxic. We've been labeled as toxic. Come on, man. Let us get 2 years off.
No, we're not. I'm not the one fucking doing it. I don't label anyone toxic.
No, but I just want to be 2 years off.
It's you got to watch out. There's black ladies calling black men.
I haven't seen it.
You guys haven't seen it? Look,
the few that do it are just the ones who show up at rallies, but fuck white dudes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're not the ones that even, I can't find a good black husband. Bitch, get the fuck out
of
here.
Yes, now see, husband. Now you can say it.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, that's the ones who.
But if a black lady goes to, if you know, she's out fucking white dudes at some rally and is at Harvard.
That's my problem.
I went to Harrisburg Area Community College.
Dude, it's.
Because I'm white. Tell me I can't. All right, enough of this. Right. Stop talking about race.
Oh, I love it.
I feel like this is the episode to do it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll fucking take some shots downfield. Free rounds, free Donald Sterling. I've been saying this a lot lately. I support the invasion of Iraq.
Oh.
A lot of people don't.
He's going to throw that out there and keep pushing.
But yeah, that's. Yeah, the totem pole, they're starting to throw you guys under the bus. I don't know if you know that.
I just don't believe.
Or if we're being racist, they're throwing you to the back of the bus.
I just don't believe that anybody, even if somebody that had the fucking power you should give a fuck about when they speak. It's just such a dumb thing. Do I believe in my heart that anybody could technically, quote unquote, be racist? Yes. But do I believe that it's even worth talking about at some time? No. Do I also believe that I personally, and I say to people, I don't trust fucking, and I just said this right before, this is funny, right before the show started, last thing that.
Yeah, last thing
I
said.
White people. I don't. But I have a reason.
Which white people?
Most. I like you.
Yeah.
But I look at it like, historically, I have a reason to say such. Historically, on the flip side, it's not really the same accurate. It's just accuracy of statistics. But at the same time, I also don't knock anybody who has their own emotions. I don't give a shit. Who the fuck am I to tell you what you can dislike? I don't even say I hate them. I just don't trust everybody.
All right. Fucking. How about this? This is something I've watched a couple times. Mm-hmm. There's a YouTube video. It's called "Let the White Kids Say," and that's the N-word.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. You're gonna like it.
Let's put it on. Let's hear this shit.
Yo, it's funny.
How long is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we can watch it for 20 seconds.
All I look between the two of y'all niggas.
You're two fucking big, big dogs.
Brawny, and I'm just big.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Brawny, a good word. Brawny's a very, I think it's a very.
Better than fucking downy. That's what I usually get.
You do got a little downy. You do look a little downy.
Downs. Hard downs.
If you catch you on the wrong angle, dude, it's not good.
Especially if, because I got a real flat face also.
Mm-hmm. Flat. You got little hands for how big you are.
Put them goddamn tiny hands back.
I got little hands too, but I'm a short dude.
I got big fucking hands.
The
hands.
With
the
big this
hands.
It or not?
This is not it.
Not it, all right.
Definitely not it.
I've been fucking.
It's a rap video.
I've been palming fucking basketball since I was 15.
I got small hands. They're wide though.
I like a nice huge tit in these
hands.
Got
little fists.
They're wide, but they got short, tiny fingers. I'm not excited about it.
Get the hook. You can't get a good hook.
I can finger with the best of them.
Did you have a fingering move? Did you have a move?
Yeah. I go side to side.
I used to do a thing where I used to fucking do a little corkscrew.
Really?
Mm-hmm, it worked. So if you can get on the right.
Yes, this is this music video I just saw. Tell me what you got.
It's a racist video. The way it's open.
Anybody nigga anywhere. To be real, everybody nigga to me. You know what I'm saying?
I see the shit.
This video is great.
I say my nigga all the time. You know, I'll be the white dude.
Who's your fan like us?
Don't matter who
it
is. Who's
up, right? That's what I thought.
Good, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
All right, disregard this part where he's wearing the Confederate flag.
You're going to lose both people if you ruin that Confederate flag.
Beats it up at the end, which
a deeper level,
I don't think they thought about the video.
Let the white kids say Nick. Let the white kids say Nick.
Listen to this part. This is great.
Let the white kids say Nick.
Yeah.
Let the white kids say Nick. Hey. They're probably going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to say it every day. Yeah. White girls ain't tripping blue. White man be my nigga too. Yeah. Let the white kids say Nick. Let the white kids say Nick.
Those kids did not know they were signing up for
it. They're just poor white kids. It's like chicken
white man be my nigga too. I don't fucking
hate. Oh, God. Look at this in the face. This is some new shit.
My face. People be so amazed by what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Everybody is a nigga. White, black, yellow, brown.
Really?
Skin color don't matter.
What?
You can still be down.
You know how long it's going to find another black guy?
I will be down for this video.
I don't know, dude. That guy, he looks like he probably hangs out with black kids.
No, he the dude who black dudes be like, I don't fuck with him like that.
It's crazy. But the Zoid gang, you don't know shit about Zoid gang. Zoid gang. Look, this guy's a visionary right now. He's saying colors don't matter.
Am I supposed to get mad?
No,
my favorite color green. Can it help me get a bag?
This is great.
Do they transform this kid into a black kid?
No, he transfers into a...
Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not.
An old one.
The thing is, like, that's one of those tales where it's like he like white Mike. You know what I mean? He's a minority in that tale. White kids.
Let the white kids say nigga.
This is a great line though, right?
He's like vibing. He's not even doing this ironically. Like, this is...
What the fuck you doing with that? Dickhead. Yeah, take the fuck. Oh, no. Take that brush back, bro. He gonna have all sorts of hair in your shit. You can't get that out.
Anyway, I thought it was pretty fun.
Mom back. I mean...
But it was a mom back there?
I don't know. Let's not take that risk.
You guys aren't fans of Zoid Gang.
No. I've heard that.
Zoid Gang. I'm going to see what he's got going on. I'm about to see what's up with the bull. I like doing different
you
shit.
Up, dude.
I'll knock Zoid Gang what? The fuck out. You know something? I don't know, man. I think I'm aging out of fighting.
You and Zoid Gang are beefing right now?
If I see him in the streets,
a heavy
I got
beef.
Some questions. I at least got some questions.
Gonna let white kids say nigga, my man.
Everybody, my nigga.
That's the lyric, though.
My like, nigga, everybody.
They're probably gonna say it anyway.
I do like how he just said that, like, hey, you ain't gonna say it anyway.
They probably say it every day.
I'm not gonna stop him. You know what I mean? Like, I do like how he's conceded defeat, but he's honest. He's being real.
Conceded defeat? You can't. Here's the thing, it's not conceding defeat if you're just like, we can't control what people are saying in their cars.
No, he's a fact.
Like, that's
he's
a crazy thing.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're gonna say it, you know, this is some advice to all the listeners who definitely say it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, be quiet. Just shut up about it.
Use your inside voice. Don't
yell down the street when Cotton's walking down the street.
What the fuck? It's like that scene in fucking Die Hard with a Vengeance when he had the sign.
It's a great prank that was played on Bruce Willis. He had to wear a sign that said, I hate.
Yeah.
And where did he have to wear it? Like Harlem or something?
Yeah, he had to
wear
it in Harlem. And the little spot on there was by comedian Artie Fuqua. He hit him with a basketball. That's the kid who hit him with the basketball, was Artie Fuqua.
For real? As a kid?
he hit him with the basketball in the face.
You were friends with Artie. You still friends with Artie Lang, not Fuqua?
Yeah, I'm
one of my favorite N-word bits.
Yeah.
Basketball game. He's playing basketball with a bunch of black dudes, and he's like, it just slipped out.
Yeah,
he's like, every other word they were saying when they were passing the ball was like, yeah, I'm open. He was like, I'm open over here, y'all.
I already had a couple of them. We've had discussions when I was doing the podcast. We've had long discussions about it. Fun times.
I wouldn't do it on stage if I was as good as someone like Louis or Artie and made it funny, maybe. Right now, it's a little risk.
Right now,
risk.
Not with all the blackface pictures coming out, which is funny as fuck, dude. To see as many, it's like, come on. How many that's like with me. I don't have any fucking pictures of me, no stills that I know of me with a fucking finger up. I never did it. People say, since I was a kid, everybody fucking middle. It's like, Chris, you gonna take the middle finger? No, I never took the middle finger pic. I was because I just don't want one lurking out there. Because once they pull it up, you can't undo it.
That's the thing, like, if you get shot.
Yeah, they always find the middle finger.
The Fox News is going to put that one up.
Shoot you in the kneecap.
CNN will get a nice picture of you graduating.
Uh-huh.
Fox will get that middle finger pick.
Yeah, and I don't have any of those lurking. All I got is the most menacing pics I got is me with my hoodie. Me with my hoodie up and fucking kind of went on an angle. That's the most menacing shit.
That's menacing.
That's in my menacing turn. That's the most menacing.
Hood up. With an angle, that's very
on an
menacing.
Angle. Hold up. But I do have pictures with other people.
Menacing, that's what white people are scared of.
I don't like that.
I do have pictures with other people with their middle finger up.
Front faces,
as long as I didn't put it up, I feel like it was cool, though.
Yeah, so the angles, the weird lean and stuff.
Oh, yeah, fucking, I was all about
it. When you guys are doing that stuff, we don't know what to do.
Is this intimidating you right now?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Why is he doing that?
Shane,
why would
he trying to
like
say
that?
Shit? Yeah, man. No, it's funny because I think in the room they're probably looking up pictures like, let's see if we can find one middle finger.
Just one. Just trying to find.
Google it. Am I really looking for a middle finger picture right now? Yeah.
Gonna fucking find one.
Find one.
They gonna call you out. Call you a liar.
If they find it, I gotta fucking delete it. I don't know if I have it. I don't think I have it.
You know what? We gotta go. I gotta go through and delete all my blackface pictures.
Oh, dude, blackface. Look at that.
I believe you have them.
I don't have one. Yo,
look at that.
I just tweeted this out. My mom fucking texted me yesterday. Here, go to my Twitter. It's at Shane M. Gillis. I just tweeted this picture. Name. Michael.
I thought it was going to be worse.
What did you think it was going to be?
Margaret or some shit like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Margaret?
I don't know. I threw up the next
Shane name. Michael Sebastian Gillis.
You got two middle names.
Because I got a confirmation name.
That's so Catholic. That's so Catholic. Yeah. Everything you just said.
I went to Catholic school for a little bit. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I hit a nun once, and then it was over.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hit one nun,
smacked me in the mouth. She smacked me in the mouth first.
Yeah, were you being a dickhead?
Nah, I was just being a kid, man. I just was like, listen, pop me one.
All right.
And she told me.
She tried to help you.
She tried to tell me I was going to go to hell.
Now look at you.
I was in fourth grade, and she tried to tell me I was going to go to hell.
Okay.
I wouldn't have hit a nun. I've never also went to Catholic.
I gave her a little shove.
Look, my mom asked me this earlier.
Shane, did you do blackface? What the fuck?
My mom texted me and said, Shane, did you do blackface?
You still need me safe. That's the end of the conversation. That's
insane.
That's one of the whitest conversations. Did you do blackface? Nah, mom. All right, cool. Go about your day. That's honestly a good mom, though. That's a good, solid question. Yeah. Like, yo, my baby doing good. Did you ever put on blackface, baby?
Nah.
No, mom. All right, go back today. Next text was there was, did you poop today? That was the next. Did you make the day, huh?
She does have a thing where if I'm taking a shit in the house, she yells.
Ugh.
She's got this fucking like radar that if I'm shitting, she has to talk. Huh. It's insane.
That's cool. That's good mom shit.
Kinda, nah, she's kind of annoying, but
I don't know.
I've never received a text, anything like that, from my mom saying,
yeah.
Did you do blackface?
She's worried about you now.
I was like, no, I didn't do blackface. And she was like, Sarah just said you did blackface.
Who's Sarah?
My sister. My sister told her I was doing blackface.
Right now, as you speak.
Wait, does she know right you now? Haven't
mom,
done blackface?
I'm doing blackface.
Oh, so she was like,
my sister
definitely
was fucking with my mom. My sister was bothering my mom and be like, you know Shane did it, right?
Yeah, it's definitely going to come up for him. They're going
to
get him.
No, that's a fucking hilarious thing. It's hilarious till you get caught.
You know what's funny? As soon as she said that, I was like, one time I went as a fucking like ghost or like a ghoul for Christmas.
Oh,
or not for Christmas.
Ghost,
for Halloween.
No ghost. This is already.
I went
trying
as
to
a
get
ghoul
your shit
with a Confederate flag
now.
With a Confederate flag tent.
Like a
it was
scream.
Weird.
Like the scream costume.
The white, but all
then
white.
I had a black face.
Well,
it wasn't blackface.
Wait, it was a reverse scream?
It was not blackface.
So it was a white suit with the scream face, but
no,
white?
No, I had no mask. I took my mask off and just painted my face black.
You really did?
It was blackface in that sense,
oh,
but it
dude.
Wasn't. I had no fucking
You didn't
idea.
Take any pictures with the hood off, though, right?
I did.
Oh, you got to find those fucking bitches.
That's why I thought she. So when she texted me.
You got to find those fucking
I know,
bitches, bro.
When she texted me, I
it
thought.
Don't look good.
I thought she found it.
Your family is looking for you to save them from mechanics.
Like, I know. They're like,
you
yo,
got this.
Please make it, dude. We
got to
find
that blackface. For me, you got to find that. I don't want you to get a blackface picture.
Yeah.
It's not a blackface.
Then you know what's going to happen? They're going to trail all the way back to this episode. Chris loves Mel Gibson. You know, I'm fucked. You know what I mean? Nate, you'll be all right. Because you didn't say too much.
This is like,
I'm already fucked.
I've said on this show I got a white girlfriend.
Oh,
I didn't even want to say it. When you was like, I got a black wife, I was like, I just do a life.
This is like Nate's fifth episode.
Jesus
Christ. Nate's Gavin McGinnis.
No, don't do that. No. Don't do that
that's
to me.
The time I wish I could
say
the N-word.
You know I was a co-host on Gavin McGinnis' show.
What?
You didn't know this?
You were a co-host on?
Yes, I was a co-host on Gavin McGinnis' show for about a month. And
you
some,
were a Proud Boy?
You must. No, never. I disagree with everything he said. That's what made it was a very
yeah, that's what's
show,
interesting.
Though. It was great shows because me and him were literally, and it was to the point where I think some of his fucking fans was like agreeing with me.
Nice.
So I think then he was like, he cut the string on that because he was like,
oh really?
He was there, was starting to fuck.
You thought you were winning the
yeah, you
the
about
race
to take
war.
Over the Proud Boys?
I definitely wasn't going to take over the Proud Boys, but
if you took over the Proud Boys, they'd just be the Crips.
At least I was a Crip. I'd rather be a Crip than a Blood. But
really?
If I had to choose, I think I'd be
I was always a Crip guy myself.
I think Crips are cooler.
Only because I liked blue.
Yeah, actually, red is my favorite color, but it's just the Bloods do it a little too hard. They're like Cowboy fans. You know what I mean? Like the Crips are like Niners fans. I'm a Niners fan.
Yeah.
And the Bloods
subtle.
Are more, yeah, way more subtle.
Crips are more
subtle. Bloods
I feel like that's
subtle.
Over here, though. I feel like that's East Coast Crips and Bloods, though. The Bloods are like, it's cooler. You had Lil Wayne and fucking Chris Brown saying it was Bloods. So niggas over here is just like, yo, we part of that too.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's a Blood except Snoop.
For a while, I think before.
Cardi a Blood.
I think.
Cardi B's a Blood?
Yeah.
Blood. Who else? Every fucking Kendrick's not, but he fucks with him.
Yeah, he different. He kind of Crip Blood, but he's neutral, but he's protected because they love him.
He was just like, everybody loves this dude.
Yeah, he the kid who come home from school and you be like, yeah, man, fuck out. No, leave him alone. You can take his friend sneaks, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't take Kendrick's.
Yeah, he
sneaks,
writes
you know
poems.
Mean? Yeah, yeah. That motherfucker writing poems. They dope-ass poems. K-Dot. He was K-Dot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no cool Crips.
It is Snoop. Snoop's
really the only one,
Snoop,
right?
Snoop, Daz, Dillinger, Corrupt.
Yeah, it was early West Coast.
Early West
I think
Coast
it's cool
Crip, yeah.
Right now is the other side.
No one's Crip.
No one's Crip now. But
if you're a Crip, go ahead and call in at 877.
The new rapper Blueface, he Crip. He got the song Tatiana. I don't really know him like that.
Blueface?
Yeah, his name is Blueface.
I feel like I've seen shit online. Don't he be having like wild ass shows where bitches be pulling their titties out or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he make that kind of music.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
If your girl's ever like, yo, I'm going to a Blueface concert, just know she's not your girl anymore.
What the fuck that?
I was joking about this yesterday. I was on the bonfire and I was telling Jay about how I was home and I was sitting on the couch with my girlfriend. We were watching Narcos. And she was like, I went to Panama on vacation. Just a nice comment. And just in my head, instantly, I was like, what the fuck did you do in fucking Panama? Like, in my head, I was mad at her for a vacation she took
Crips
3 years ago.
Now? Thank you. Thank you
Crips,
for that.
Please call her. I'll tell you what, Nick Cannon changed.
He's doing that Masked Singer, you know? I watched that shit. I'm sorry. I just binged on it the other night.
Oh, the Masked Singer show? That show looks
What's
terrible.
Masked Singer. They put...
You guys don't like that Panama comment I made?
Oh, no. I 100% agree.
It's funny to be...
Fucking...
I mean, she definitely fucked, but it's like it's crazy for me to be sitting there angry about someone she fucked 3 years ago.
Is it Panama or is it just any, like,
Panama?
So
the country.
She told you she went to Texas. You're not going to think like who's
Texas,
fucking
dick.
Texas?
I'm not scared.
No matter
of Texas.
What, if my girlfriend
exactly.
tells me she went on a vacation, I'm just like, ah.
Just with friends.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she fucked somebody in Panama.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, if I wanted to go to, like, I wouldn't diminish
a hot 20-year-old.
Yeah, I wouldn't
fuck someone.
I
what if your girl was
going
on a business trip?
Twice.
You still think she fucks?
Well, she's a fucking waitress, so yeah.
Oh, she's in the business of getting that dick.
It's like, yeah, I gotta head to Kansas City this weekend for a new gig. I'm like, you're a fucking, you're a waitress.
It is what it is. They got an exchange program.
Yeah.
Waitress, right. No borders.
Yeah, waitresses without borders. What were you saying before that?
I went to Dominican Republic. I didn't. Not in a fun way. I was with my wife. Stayed at a resort.
What do you mean? Oh, not in a fun way.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Never got to go on any fucking trips with my friends before I got married.
Really?
Dumb fuck. Yeah.
See, when guys go on vacations, it's not like, oh, you Give definitely it. Fucked. It's like, no, you tried. Definitely went out
Certain
swinging.
Countries, you definitely paid for some pussy.
All right, yeah. Yes, yes. But I'm saying, like, if you're a hot 20-year-old and you go to vacation with your friends to, like...
Animal, it seems like everybody got nice-ass dicks, too.
God damn.
This is one of those
fucked,
countries.
You fucked a lot. You fucked more than once a day.
You think?
Possibly, depending on who you are.
Panama is kind of misty hot,
fucked
too.
Fucked a lot in Panama.
A lot of dudes got that kind of like...
Panamanian dicks,
You know what's really funny is how happy everyone is to tell you. if anybody finds out that, like, you have any inkling that your girlfriend fucked someone, they're all just like...
Is Panama
definitely
Panama is closer to the equator,
dick.
Too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody's got that kind of like that.
She was a fucking Panamanian.
Well, no, she did.
You don't think
she's
fucking
they all got that
Panama.
Fucking...
She
they got fucking, that humid... They got that humid sweat thing going on. Oh, the dicks are. We're not going to bring up the dicks. The
I
dicks
think they just Googled Panamanian dicks and this
dude,
big shame.
Fucking,
she was fucking.
You can't compete
she
with a
found
Panamanian.
White Uncut. Dudes. She found white dudes down there.
No.
She found Panamanian white dudes. All right, if you knew your girl.
She wasn't hanging out
if you knew
with
your
Panamanians.
Girl fucked black dudes, how would you feel about that? Like,
if I knew she fucked black dudes, here's something funny. I was driving in the car with my ex, and I was like. We were talking about my friend Jamal, and she was like, I might try to hook up my friend with him. She thinks he's handsome and all that. And I was
is
like,
her friend white or black?
Her friend's white.
Okay.
Talking about my friend Jamal. And she was like, yeah, I was trying to, he's handsome, he's nice. And I was like, what do you mean he's handsome? Like, I was just like, would you ever fuck a black dude? Yeah, I was like, would you ever fuck a black dude?
I think
she was like, no. And as soon as she said no, I was like,
get the fuck out of here.
I know you're racist. It's fucking weird.
You asked the
no
question
good answer.
That had
no. If you said yes, I would have been like, disgusting, bitch. She said no, and I was like, that's a different answer than I wanted, but gross. Also weird.
I mean,
she was wrong. She was also lying.
Yeah.
It's also just like, what does my racist boyfriend want to hear?
Right now, what's the best move?
What's the best move to not get
and that's
by
a smart move. Yeah. Fucking yeah, dude. I don't want white women. I want everything. I think
don't want white women.
I never want. Really? I was close. I was close, and I almost fucked a couple. But I was like, this wasn't my thing. I always know everything else.
Really? Because I thought white women would be all over you.
They actually like me. It's more than you think. What do you think?
This guy's face.
I know what you're saying. I was doing pretty. You know what the funniest thing was? When you. This was crazy. Opening for Artie for a while.
I bet you do all right. You can do all right with some honkies, especially in fucking New York.
I wouldn't do it again.
They'd all fucking,
I wouldn't do it again.
You're not going to do white again?
I would, like, if whenever, you know, whatever happens with me and my girlfriend, she's probably might see this, but I don't care. If we split up,
she
I'll
dies.
Never. Yeah, if she. You saved me, but I already...
A different black guy kills her.
If she dies, I'll never date a white girl again. She was the first time it ever happened, and I would never do it again.
Really?
You're
low-key racist.
It's too much other shit.
He actually does not like white people. Mm-hmm. I think you don't like him either, right?
I don't mind them.
I think you guys are actually.
I'm cool with them. I don't trust them, but I actually
don't trust them.
See, I feel like that's kind of the don't trust them because I love you. I got a couple white guys I fuck with, but
of course,
you know we do comedy, but
I don't trust white people either.
Just because you know you. You guys don't trust black
people. I'm not a big truster of people. But if I'm going to say, if you say, who do you trust the least, and a race was attached to it. But if you didn't attach a race to it, you
passive
don't
aggression,
you.
That's what throws me off. I don't understand passive aggression. Like, nah, I'm learning it over the course of like the last like 5-6 years.
No, you've been dating a white chick.
And doing comedy. I've been meeting y'all, but like,
it's, hold on. No. So if you're only meeting white people through comedy,
you think white comics aren't passive aggressive?
No. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying white comedians are the biggest pussies on earth.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Yeah,
that.
But y'all are still.
Like, that's not the way. Y'all go to fucking like.
I don't mean y'all, because I'm not going to include you with.
Go to fucking like a white trash, like a central PA or like some white trash town. You're not going to find a fucking passive aggressive dude. You're going to find a dude with fucking truck nuts and an orange hat.
You know who I love? Like, the thing with problem with me is it's not the fucking. And this sounds crazy. It's not as much the generally, it's not the race, it's the class. I'm more of a classist than a fucking racist. I'm not a fan of middle class. I'm from lower class. I fuck with lower
class.
You're
gonna
say I don't like lower class white people, man. They're the worst.
I like lower class everything,
because you're saying that you're not a lower class white person.
You're mid class. You're like lower middle class.
Middle class.
I can fuck with lower middle class a little bit. I end up hitting lower middle class. That's the highest we got.
Yeah.
I mean,
it depends. Like, I feel like lower class white person is like a white person who. Well,
it depends where you're from. Like, I'm middle class in Mechanicsburg, but my mom was a teacher and my dad was like a fucking bottle cap salesman.
Yeah, so you technically, if you was in,
my
if you
dad was lower
you,
class,
if you was in the city, yeah. But you, the thing is, you were raised based. It's like how South Philly is. You got motherfuckers who technically are middle class, but they was raised by lower class motherfuckers, so you got a lower class demeanor about you. And I'm cool with that. Like, I like people who understand that. Where money comes from and like basic life skills and shit, and can make something to eat if needed. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't get with these motherfuckers. Like, when you said in Brooklyn, they don't like me in Brooklyn.
I
kind of shit on them. Like,
I feel like lower.
I meant white chicks would be excited.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna say, if I was in Brooklyn and I was.
I don't think they would like your stand up.
Oh, yeah, they would like my stand up.
I feel like lower class white people are the most racist white people. That's the impression I always. Yeah, you think so?
I think that the ones are. But the thing about them is they're very open about it. They're not going to slip under your radar. Yeah. Where you got middle class white motherfuckers who will slip under your radar because they'll do some shit like they'll just not be racist around.
We'll go to a Black Lives Matter march.
Yeah, and they'll do all that shit to prove they're not, but be very much racist. Where you got a racist lower class motherfuckers like, fuck you, you're not coming to my. You are my the first white friend I had. Right, this is real shit. I was fucking. Right before first grade, so I was in pre-K and shit or whatever the fuck you in. Daycare. I didn't go to kindergarten. Daycare.
You didn't go to kindergarten.
I skipped right to first grade. What? Right? I don't know. I'm fucking.
Goddamn Einstein.
I was a little smart. But I was hanging out with some white kid. I was cool with crib, right? So it's like approaching 3 o'clock. Every day at 3 o'clock when I was hanging there, his mom was like, you got to go. Didn't realize. Didn't think about it. Just, you got to go. His dad's on the way home. You got to go. Didn't realize.
Wow.
So then one day, I was like, well, I asked my dad, can I stay later? He was like, yeah. And I was like, my dad said I can stay later. Can I stay till 3:30? She was like, no, you have to leave. And I'm walking home, like, slightly sad. Then I'm realizing something started spinning in my head. I was like, oh, his dad is racist. And, like, this is me as a kid. Like, I'm realizing, like, She got a racist ass fucking husband, but she's not trying to raise a kid.
That's
that
awesome
way.
To be did y'all racist see that video against a kindergartner.
Did
y'all see the video of that white kid beating up his dad for saying they calling his friends niggas?
Yeah, he beat the shit out of his dad.
Here's something that's what a fucking coward.
Wait, the kid
be who honest.
Beat it. Well, it was stepdad
for sure.
Yeah, all right,
I take that back.
It wasn't his biological.
If you're a white dude who beats the shit out of his dad for saying the N-word, you don't have a dad.
Yeah, you know your dad. You know your dad was that way.
This is there's one thing that WorldStar does. It's a little trick they like to pull, where like they'll just put a video up of like a black dude just wailing on like a white kid at a basketball court, and
that's,
they'll be like,
"That's what I jerk off to."
And they'll be like, They'll be like, white guy says the N-word, pays for it. They never show the white guy saying the N-word. It's just some white kid, like.
It's implied. It's implied. By the way he's wearing his hat, you can tell.
Yeah. That's, I'll tell you what, that's the white man's what was he wearing? You know how chicks that get raped and people are like, well, what were you wearing? Like, dude, if you got wailed on by a black dude, they're like, what
would you say?
What'd you say? Did you say it? Because eight of them fucked you up, dude. Back of them.
You know what's funny? Because straight racist, I'm glad that most white guys with common sense know straight black to white ass whoopings don't just happen because you're white. You literally have to do something. Because most of the time, it's always one black guy like, yo, let him fucking slide. White dude, go home. And yo, what? Yeah. Go home. Don't talk. Just go home.
The other thing about black people is that we don't like bullies. Like, if we see you getting fucked up for no reason, we're going to step in like, yo, come on. I had that happen to me once in high school. I was in like
German
ninth grade.
Shepherds.
Whatever that, I don't even get it. But I forget the whole circumstances. But some white kid tried to kick me in the balls in the gym class for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think, and so like once we got away, yeah, whatever. So once we got into like the locker room, I stole him, and there was this afterwards.
Sucker punched him.
We was face to face, but I stole. But I got pressed. By this other boy who was like. Because he thought I was doing it for no reason, I was like, "Yo, boy, tried to kick me in the balls," and he was just, "All right, like really? that was the, but like,
sure, that's a fight,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
To the balls, you deserve.
Yeah, you got to get stolen. Yeah.
Kick to the balls is bad, man.
To the balls is horrendous.
I was, which is a bit I do now. I'm a bully that used to fight bullies. That's why
that was your move.
I used to fight only bullies because I wouldn't get spinning, and I like fighting a lot. So
I used to because I'm small, so there was no losses. It was just like either Nate was like dude was way bigger than him, or like Nate.
That's who I fought the entire time. It's just little motherfuckers.
Little.
You know what's bad? If we
little
were
dudes
school,
trying to fight me,
I would probably just either we would be friends or I would try to fight you because you're bigger than me.
I was big back then.
I liked
so.
It. That was my thing. I would come in with a hard ass dick, short as fuck. Like, yo, who the fuck you think you talking to, big dude? And I would jump up, punch. That was my shit. Like, that's what I got. It was to the point where that's what I was known for. So that's why nobody really fucked with me, but at the same time, everybody fucked with me.
Nobody fucked with
me.
Nobody liked you.
Everybody liked me. The thing is, I was funny until I wasn't funny. I was fucking Joe Pesci. You know? What do you think? He's fucking funny, huh, guy? Like, I was really cool till I wasn't cool. But I enjoyed fucking fighting big dudes. It was only one big dude who ever scared the shit out of me. His name was Devon. Devon. He actually had to say it like that. Devon. It wasn't Devin. It was Devon. He transferred into my school, right?
What school did you go to?
I went. This is middle school shit. So this wasn't even high school.
And Devon still got your head a little bit.
Shit. Because
this is middle school. So he had puberty early. He was
one of those motherfuckers. I could just tell he had a big dick, and he was walking around the halls. He had big dick energy, just lurking the halls.
Here's what we had. You had Devon. Mm-hmm. We had a fucking old Mike Connolly.
Mike Connolly. Connolly's are never good.
Connolly. We had this hairy Irish motherfucker that was like. He was like 6 foot in eighth grade. No, I take that back. He was probably like 5'8", 5'9", when we were in like sixth or seventh grade. But just
yoked,
man, dude, just like so much so that when we played football in my backyard, he would call or like we would never tell him. We would never tell him we were playing because he was a man early. And then like the first time he called my house after. My parents thought it was a man calling. He called my house. He was like, "Hey, Shane there?" My family was like, "Yeah, he's in fourth grade." So, what are you doing? We used to make fun of him for coming.
Dude, that's...
We used to make fun of him. Our joke was that he could come. We used to make fun of him. We used to call him Wet Dream. We used to call him WD.
Like, dude, WD?
Yo, you can definitely come, dude. You're fucking gay.
Dude, one day we were sitting there and he knew about my reputation was Chris fuck shit out.
Yeah, there it is.
Chris could fight and Chris fought all the biggest dudes in school and I won. He was now the new biggest dude in school. So technically he knew that I was the dude he had to beat to become the top dude.
You're the Daniel Cormier You're like unlikely heavyweight champ.
Oh, it was fucking bad, dude. I was a little Tyson. I looked. I was a huge fan of Tyson at the time, and he looked at me. I mean, me and him made eye contact, and I was like, I realized that moment we got
broke
be
it. He broke
we
it.
We got to
broke it. The way
like, I can't win this one.
Yeah.
I seen him fight, and I was like, oh, I can't win that one. So what I ended up having to do was put together a whole plan to get somebody else to beat him up, which I did, and orchestrated well, and I made sure he knew I was behind it. And I was like, look, no, we got to have it out. But then after that, me and him became friends.
Nice.
He also realized that he's not as smart as me.
Oh, you went from Tyson to Don King real quick.
Only in America. And I had to fucking switch it up because he was too fucking, dude, he was so big. So, like, I was like, this motherfucker.
Oh,
so fucking big.
It's the worst.
Dude, and it wasn't just big. He could actually move and fight. I watched a fight, and I was like, he can fight.
Terrifying.
Like, I could fight, and I was sitting there like, this motherfucker can fight better than me. Like, I can't win this fight. Like, I know I'm walking into a loss.
Wait, South Philly, did you go to an all-black school?
Yeah, never was.
And they kept it segregated. It wasn't
segregated, but it just wasn't a white people.
Yeah.
In my high school, it was literally three white people that went there, Italians. One of them
I felt like there was a lot of WAPs down there.
It was around, but they didn't go to high school. They went to most of the Catholic schools and a few other schools.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Where I was at.
A little safe.
But the few that did get, the one that got transferred over, that's funny. The one that got transferred over, Nick Perrone. He was Italian. He played football, so I knew him. But his sister.
How was your football team? Were you guys any good?
Great. We were undefeated.
Really?
Every year, yeah. We still got shut down, though.
Really? You guys were good?
Yeah, we were good. I was real good. I played football all the time I was there. We only lost preseason games or games that didn't count. To, you know what I mean?
And yeah, scrimmages.
Like scrimmages and shit.
You know what's funny about anything. Black teams? When you're a honky team, which I played on a lot, you got to trick them.
Yeah.
You got to use hard counts, trick plays.
It's
so funny. Like, all right.
We lost in the playoffs every year, but we were fucking.
For real? For real. This is a really funny thing. So, like, in, like, 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, I went to an all-white Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And there we would play. We played against like LaShawn McCoy. He played for the Black Harrisburg Catholic School, and they were fucking nasty, obviously. But the only way we could beat them was like trick plays. you gotta try to trick them to jump off sides. Like,
no, that's literally
we just
the whole
played
game.
Them straight up. We'd get fucked up,
dude. It was crazy. Like the one we my year was the first year we got in the public league was open to PIAA.
Yeah, I remember.
I was part of that team that played. Yeah. I was part of the box team that got. Yeah. So we decided to go into the PIAA instead of playing in the public league, which we would have won the public league that year. We were awesome. We were a great team.
You don't want it with Western PA though.
Western PA
and Philly are fucking.
We went and we lost to Great Valley.
Okay.
Great Valley was fucking great. Now they were more organized than us and everything. Just the same size, but let me tell you where we like you said, they were running a shitload of trick plays. But let me tell you what really hurt us was the fact of the matter is after the game, we were in line. We were all just crying because we lost.
Yeah.
They were literally limping through the line.
Oh, you hit them.
We hit. Like, we didn't fuck with it. That was what Bach was known for. We hit, and we hit hard, and we hit fast. After the game, they was like, dude, we won, but we don't know how we're going to make it next
week. We had the tricky guys.
they had to pull out every play they had, and they knew they were going to lose it because they had so many injuries from just pure, and not even, like, dirty shit.
Just we regular, hit just hit.
Hard. Dude, that's what we was knowing. Dude, second play of the game, they actually gained, like, 30 off a fucking quarterback sneak. And they trained me, like, literally that week I had
trickery.
That was it. And they knew because our D-end just got hurt that week. So they was like, Chris, we're going to teach you how to play DN. When I say teach me how to play DN, they showed me, like, literally, like, just how to bull rush, how to pinch, how to fucking cover the edge, and how to back in if needed. Dude, I learned, that's all I learned. He was like, you make the call if we ever have to put you in for DN. First game to play, they ran to that side that they the kid who wanted to, had to take a spot, picked up, like, 20 yards. He was like, cat, all I hear is, and this, I played also fucking center on offense. All I hear is, cat, get in the fucking game, right? So I'm like, shit. So now I know I'm going to be fucking exhausted, right? Get in. Next play of the game. Get in. sack the shit out of the quarterback, right? Next play of the game, everybody losing their mind. Fucking the coach, the other coach will grab the coach, but his hand is all fucking, now you know it's a good play. But everybody's like, fucking God comes in, loss of 10, demolishes the quarterback. After that, I never touched him again because they did everything literally away. Yeah. Literally, they would only run the ball if it was off my side and if they had the short, the whatever had the widest side, because I was getting through every, they couldn't stop me.
Yeah, well, it's tough, it's hard to beat black teams.
Dude.
You guys are more athletic.
Oh, athleticism was off the chain.
Yeah, so we had coaching. We got film sessions. You know, understand how to play the goddamn
real Gatorade. We had fucking high seed and shit. I think I don't.
What was so funny was you would see the black coaches on the black teams like be so emotional. Like white coaches are always very like, this is what we're doing. Here's the plan. You listen to me. You shut the fuck up. You see a black team, like, kids are fighting the coaches. Coach is like, motherfucker. The trick was you got to get them offsides early. Get the black team offsides early so then they start fighting each other. And, like clockwork. Dude, if you got a D lineman to jump, one of the linebackers would come up and be like, what the fuck are you doing? They'd be like, you know, it's a guaranteed fight.
I think you just accidentally exposed white trickery as a whole.
At this point, everybody knows the game.
Now the Rams are sitting back like, is that what the Patriots just did to us? Is that what the fuck they just did?
Yeah.
That's what the Patriots
did. The Eagles, Doug Peterson's like, nah, don't jump. True. Don't you fucking jump. And then they jump. He's like, it's okay. Everybody
don't
jumps.
Worry about
it. Everybody jumps. I'm Doug. I'm crazy Doug.
Yeah, Doug. See, that's the last thing a white team wants to see is a crazy Doug on the black sideline. That's why the Eagles are so great. We had a crazy white
Dog. Andy Reid. We had Andy Reid on. That's the problem. We had a fucking Andy Reid as a coach, who he was a great coach, but soon the playoffs hit, he just started playing straight like a fucking weirdo. It's like, all year, trick play, we would do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Then the playoffs, oh, we got to do it. We like, what the fuck are you
doing? Yo, Andy Reid had the blackest fucking team on earth, dude.
Great.
Sean, Deshaun Jackson, Mike Vick. Fuck, that's the coolest team ever.
Yeah.
If NFL Blitz was in the 2010s, that would
Dawkins,
be the best team ever.
McNabb and T.O. all at once, too.
And he had T.O. And he somewhat kept that fucking team together.
Yeah, until McNabb became a pussy like he is.
Yeah, McNabb is a pussy.
McNabb is a pussy, dude,
100%. Yo, that was I think, my blackest take as a young man.
That McNabb was a pussy?
And I sided with T.O. like hard.
T.O. was fucking, he's a way better. It wasn't that he was just a way better player.
He was a goddamn soldier out there.
Yeah, he was like, I wasn't the one throwing up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I wasn't the one being a fucking fat pussy like McNabb.
with his T-fro.
Yeah,
I hated McNabb's fro.
Yeah, McNabb was corny. That's what I think I hated about him most.
One of the worst.
But he was really good.
He was good till he started throwing at your fucking feet. Fuck McNabb and his awfulness. I literally just didn't like McNabb. Like, I didn't hate the Eagles. I'm still a Niners fan, but I didn't hate the Eagles.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I never liked McNabb. Like, personally, I thought he was a little shitty. He was a little overrated. You know what I mean? He could run a little bit. He could throw when he threw the pill, when he wasn't bitching and being a pussy, he could throw it. Then he started throwing at your feet.
He was pretty fucking good.
Fuck you.
But
I'm face McNabb.
He didn't have a lot of help receiving Corey. He had like fucking Freddie Mitchell.
I mean, did he not have help or did he not?
He got T.O.
Him?
And took him to the Super Bowl.
Well, no, he didn't. T.O. took them to the Super Bowl.
T.O.
had the best.
That
he literally
was
had
exciting.
One of the best receiving seasons.
He had the city hype, too.
Receiving season.
And
a celebration.
All time. He was killing with the celebrations.
True. He was a man. He was a man. He did the fucking Ray Lewis. He did all types of shit.
Did the fucking pop.
Yeah. Say McNabb wasn't elite is crazy.
He is great. He was elite. But I don't like to admit that. But the one thing you can have to say that T.O. really did have one of the best receiving years.
Of course.
Top five. Historically. Not just for the Eagles. For
I'd have
receivers.
To look that up. I bet that's
one of the
true.
Best. Yeah, yes, it is. Let's look
that's
it up.
Not true.
T.O. had one. I'm a huge T.O. fan. T.O. had one
the
of the best receiving years, top five. In history of just almost
that's
everything.
Right, yards per game.
Yards, all fucking right. TD. Like, he really was covering the spectrum that year. And well, it was
I
amazing.
Bet,
to
I
watch.
Bet he didn't have a top five in the last 10 years.
Who, T.O.?
That T.O. season.
Nobody is.
Guys like Randy Moss with
I'm
New
not
England.
Sure, but I'm going
no,
to
No, Randy Moss. They all had good seasons, but that was one of those years where it was like he came back after injury.
Yeah.
And just really, it was like
I remember the year. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Wow. Marvin Harrison was getting in that year too. I think
Marvin Harrison was always.
He was a Philly guy, right?
Yeah, he's from North Philly.
He get shot or shoot someone?
Possibly. We don't talk about that. Well, I'll bring that up.
Yeah. Talk about his greatness.
Temple Carl also got broken into him on a fucking, not Pass Young, fucking, I can't, Point Breeze. They also stole his car and dropped it at Point Breeze.
Really? They stole his car?
Mm-hmm. They stole his car, dropped it right on Point Breeze, and it was funny because that was one of the moments where everybody in South Philly was like, yeah.
Because was, South Philly, because he was in North Philly, right?
Oh, no, no, that's South Philly. That's
no,
South
no, it wasn't, was...
Mutombo?
Was Harrison from North
Philly? Oh, no. Harrison was from North Philly. But Mutombo, when he got his car stolen.
Oh, Mutombo.
They took his car and took it to fucking South Philly.
Did Kempe Mutombo they stole Kempe Mutombo's car?
Stripped that bitch and left it in South Philly. And South Philly, we were sitting there like, yeah.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
It was like four blocks from my house. I told my dad, I was like, Dad, I kind of want to go down there and see this car. He's like, He's like, I'm not going to go see that
It's so funny. That reminds me of this time this hot air balloon landed in our backyard where I grew up.
That's the whitest. Oh,
a nice hot air balloon landed in the back, and the whole neighborhood came out. Was like, that's a nice thing. You guys were like, we got Dikembe's whip, dude. Oh, no, fucking strip that shit.
In front of it and shit. Yeah. Fuck out of here, Tumbo. Fuck out. You ain't blocked this robbery, bro.
All right. We should wrap up a little. I mean,
it's fun.
Yeah, this is a good one. You guys got anything you want to plug or anything like that?
Pet Shop every second Wednesday at Jersey City, and just my website, Nate Marshall Comedy.
I'll be at the Punchline featuring for Ali Sadiq, man. What is it, February 28th through the 2nd?
Punchline Philly?
Yeah, Punchline in Philly. Oh, yeah. I'll be there. Other than that, look out for more dates. I'll be hanging out with Ali for a little bit. We'll see what
happens. Oh, nice. Yeah. I'll be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie this Saturday. Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. It's going to be fun. Thank you guys very much. Go check out Tommy in Atlantic City this week. Thanks, guys, for joining me. That was fun. I think we, you know what? I think we solved a lot of race.
Or started it. I'm not even sure at this point.
I think we might have made it worse.
Yeah, I really do.
I think I empowered a lot of white guys.